Well, this is not just another week in the cabin. Boys and girls, I want to thank you for being with us all this time. This is our 200th episode of Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. Yep, 200 episodes. That's a lot. We started this thing right when COVID started. And it's been going ever since. We're still going. And we thank you for sharing this and liking it and dropping a couple suggestions, comments, whatever. We love it. Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, as we broadcast from the farthest north radio station in the world that plays nothing but rock and roll. That's what we do at X-Rock. This week, got a good one for you. On our 200th episode, we're going to talk country slang. We're going to look at diaper spas. Lovely Maria will join us for Normal or Nope. We're going to take a look at men's junk. All right, that came out wrong. That's not what I meant. Let's see. Fun with turbulence. Fuck my life. And we say goodbye to the landline. Plus, fun with old people bedtime and our weird health questions. Cramming it all in for episode 200. On Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
If you've never heard the term cyberchondria, it's when you obsessively Google health stuff online. You know, if you've got some symptoms and you put in those symptoms, oh my God, look out for the rabbit hole you're about to slide down. There's no way you're going to click off that computer and not say, oh my God, I'm going to die. And a lot of us do it. Somebody looked up the top health questions people in all 50 states Google more than other states. Alabama wants to know more than any other, how do you get monkeypox? And why do I sweat in my sleep? Well, maybe it's because you live in Alabama. Arkansas is wondering what causes hemorrhoids. Next door neighbor Mississippi is also asking about them. Specifically, what are hemorrhoids? They're swollen veins, by the way, if you didn't know. California is asking, why do I keep yawning? That's because you're stuck in traffic on the 101. Are they also, is it bad to sleep with your bra on? And why do I pee when I sneeze? Why do I pee when I cough? Cough is the top search question in Texas. Connecticut asked the question, how long does pink eye last more than any other? By the way, usually a week or two. Florida just checked the fridge in and is curious, what happens when you eat mold? Of course that would be the one out of Florida. I can eat mold, right? That's cool, right? Wyoming's asking it too, though. Illinois, the one they ask more than any is, can you live without a spleen? Yeah, you can, by the way. Indiana, why am I always hungry? Also, how do you relieve gas pain? That's Indiana. Kansas wants to know what ringworm looks like. Kentucky, why does coffee make you poop? And also the other one out of Kentucky that they ask more than any other, the question they've Googled, can you live without a spine? That's a hard no. Maryland, their most Googled question, why are my eyes red? Well, they did just legalize weed there last year, so... New Mexico, how long can you go without food? Missouri, how long can you go without sleep? Ohio's asking, can you die from a broken heart? Well, I think if literally broken, probably, yeah. Why is my eye twitching? Was in Wisconsin. Across the board, a lot of people also seem to be asking about allergies, blood pressure, headaches, stomach aches, sleep apnea, ringing in your ears, sore throats, and that lingering cough that just won't go away. Makes sense, right? Alaska, how many calories should I eat in a day? What is considered a fever? Those are the big ones in Alaska. Ours weren't so crazy. That's pretty good. Surprised there's nothing about frostbite there, to be quite honest with you. Is my foot supposed to be black? As a grumpy middle-aged white guy, it's time for a segment I'm going to call. There, I said it. It's all stuff that you all think, but you won't say. And I'll say it because I don't care anymore. For one, I was at one of the drive-through coffee places. If you have an order of four or more coffee huts, if they've got more than like five items or more that they're ordering, get their order, tell them to move aside, and you'll get to them when you can. Don't let all the cars stack up. I was behind a gal that had like 10 drinks and like five sandwiches. I was in line for half an hour behind one car. Oh, but she's a counselor for a school. I don't care. She's a rude counselor for a school then. If you're at Fred Meyer and you're in the liquor store, that's just for buying stuff from the liquor store, you lazy ass. Buy your groceries out there, then come in. Do you see all those people behind you and the one cashier with the one basket, a plastic bag thing? Yeah. Don't be that person. There, I said it. If somebody compliments you on something, just say thank you. Nobody wants to hear you belittle yourself. Just move on. There, I said it. Here's a good one. I believe in this one. Those who are perpetually online, have you noticed? Your friends that are always online have an extremely warped view of the world and society. They poison all discourse in any subject, whether it's sports, politics, science, doesn't matter. It's far better when the internet was effectively rationed through having to use dial-up connection. There, I said it. For the love of God, stop buying people mugs as presents. You're filling up kitchen cupboards with more useless crap. All we need is one mug. Why wait until your partner's in a good mood to tell them bad news? It only puts them in a bad mood. Wait till they're in a bad mood, then tell them more bad news. They're already in a bad mood. I said it. I've been to beaches, I've been to swimming pools, and the main thing I notice is there's a lot of you men out there lying to yourself about what size swim shorts you need. I said it! Sending someone a single paragraph over multiple instant messages? Stop it! The phone buzzes repeatedly, they do like three or four words at a time. It's like walking up to them on the street and just poking them in the side of the head until they talk to you. Here's another one. Chucky, stupidest villain of all time. Any character he kills, even stupider. He's a doll. He can't even reach a doorknob. Punt him out the window and move on with your day. There, I said it. And finally, anyone described to you as all right when you get to know him is always without section, a swollen, leaky knob, and a total douche. There, I said it. Now, we live up north, as you know. We live about as far north as far north. We're the only ones that can call Canadians Southerners. Bless their heart. It's a Southern saying. But now, if you know people from down south and they say bless your heart, it's kind of a diss. They're not really blessing your heart. It's kind of like they have pity on you. Oh, really? Oh, you still think... Still think that's a good thing to wear? Oh, bless your heart. Yeah, it's kind of a backsided comment, really. Madder than a wet hen. That was a good Southern one. There's certain sayings that only Southerners use. Fixin' to. That's one of my favorites. You're not about to eat. You're fixin' to eat. Let me let you go. That's a polite way of telling somebody you're fixing to leave. Let me let you go. Hill of beans? Oh, yeah. It's basically saying you're worthless. Essentially worthless. Ain't worth a hill of beans. Plum. Plum is a synonym, by the way, for completely. Like, I'm plum tuckered out. My neighbor is plum crazy. Give me some sugar. That's what, you know, grandma wants a kiss, or your creepy uncle. One of the two. I tell you what. Well, that's a good one right there. If you hear a Southerner say it, you're about to get their opinion on something, whether you ask for it or not. I tell you what. A rooster one day and a feather duster the next. See, I don't remember that one. It basically means don't brag about your fortune now, because tomorrow it could all be gone. Can't, never, could. Translation, quit your whining, be more positive, right? Can't, never, could. woulda, coulda, shoulda kind of thing. Hissy fit. You throw tantrums, but if you're down south, it's a hissy fit. If the creek don't rise, it means you plan on being there unless something crazy happens. Which means if you're like, we're on the West Coast last week in California, feel free to adopt this phrase and cancel all of your plans. Because that creek done went and it's fixing to rise. Can't never could. I tell you what. People aren't holding back about this place in a small town in New Hampshire. Is up in arms over a new business called the Diaper Spa, where clients wear diapers and pretend to be babies. Wow. Okay. Like, anybody? People who live nearby are worried it's a fetish thing and that the clients might be dangerous. It also happens to be close to a park. The owner is a licensed therapist and says that's not what it is. She claims it's for people to get target therapy and work out issues from their childhood. Some of the services on her site are sort of presenting it in a, do we say fun way? I use air quotes when I say fun way. It's one called ABDL Nursery Spa Care, described as a spa-like nursery experience for those, for the little one inside you. Okay, did you have to put it that way? Yeah, it stands for ABDL, Adult Baby Diaper Lover. And 1 2-hour session costs $600. Oh, there's guys lining up for this. That's creepy. There's also a virtual play date for $200 where you do a Zoom call with a therapist. And for $1,500, you can book a one-night diaper B&B that comes with, quote, top-notch care and pampering services. Yeah, as guests, more than 500 people signed an online petition to get the business shut down, but at least one person who lives there doesn't take issue with it. Neighbor in her early 90s thinks people should chill out and say it doesn't bother her at all. Well, of course not, because she's in diapers. She's going to show up there for different reasons. The owner of the diaper spa says people tend to fear things they don't understand, but the folks in her community are generally smart, reasonable, and understanding, and she thinks, yeah, the outrage will eventually die down. Now you're going to have a bunch of old people. Hey, where can I get my diaper changed? Am I in the right place?
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
You probably haven't had breakfast yet. You don't even know what you're doing for lunch yet. Let me help you out with the foodie roundup. Yeah! All right, we'll kick off with the Golden Arches, where McDonald's is offering free burgers for a year if you spot the Hamburglar's car. See, I didn't know he had one. They announced a new sweepstakes. Yeah, $8 burgers, two $8 burgers per week. Which ones are those? All right. SpotHamburglar.com. The Burger Cuda will be making its way coast to coast. And if you spot it, you can scan the vehicle's code on your phone and be rewarded with an Arch card plus Hamburglar-inspired swag, because that's what you need. Oh, is this unholy or not? Philadelphia cream cheese has debuted holeless bagels. Some people think this improves on the original design. Others are calling it unholy. A regular bagel, just no hole in the middle. Shops in 5 different cities are selling them on a limited time. They say that way you don't get the cream cheese coming up through the middle. Kind of makes sense. I'll give them that. In a series of polls, 50% of people say tomatoes are fruit. 47 say vegetables. 4% think potatoes are fruit. 60% say avocados are fruit. Well, it must still be pumpkin season. Protesters hurled pumpkin soup at the Mona Lisa painting a couple weeks ago. We kind of mentioned it in Paris. Of course, it's protected under glass, so it didn't hit it. So I don't know what they were protesting. Either was it the pumpkins or was it art? I don't know. Hey, if you're trying to eat healthier, avoid KFC. They just announced a new thing called the mashed potato bowl. Have you seen it? The ads? Mashed potatoes stuffed with macaroni and cheese, bacon, and more cheese. And then French fries it. Costco selling a 2-foot-tall chocolate Easter bunny. Wow. That's $64. It's hollow like a regular Easter bunny. The top comment on TikTok is that price. I need it solid chocolate. Oh. No, I don't think you do. That's 2 foot of diabetes right there. Oh, here's one thing that'll get the Brits angry. Chemists Byron Meyer College in Pennsylvania just published a book called Steeped, The Chemistry of Tea. And they argue the perfect cup of tea should have salt in it. Oh, and people in England are pissed. Even the U.S. Embassy in London felt compelled to put out a statement. And finally, here's something. People are eating deep-fried toothpicks. Of course, it's on TikTok. That's better than Tide Pods. It's your foodie roundup. Yeah! All right, it is time to start feeling infinitely better about our own miserable lives as we once again present to you a segment on the X-Rock Morning Show we like to call...
Fuck My Life.
And once again, I always thank you for sending these in, and I hope it feels better to get this off your mind. Let's start. Today, my sister told me not to come over to her home anymore because her baby is scared of my face.
Fuck my life.
Today, I got roasted in class because, as God is my witness, I could have sworn the story of Robin Hood was in the Bible. Guess I shouldn't repeat stuff my drunken dad told me that now that I'm in college.
Fuck my life.
Today, I was with my 3-year-old son at the doctor's office. During the exam, he informed the doctor that he doesn't sleep in mommy's bed anymore because mommy sleeps in her underwear and farts all night long. Thank you.
Fuck my life.
Today, a man next to me was feeding the birds at a theme park, right next to a sign that says, "Do not feed the birds." Then he ran out of food. That's when the birds began getting aggressive and started savaging on both of us.
Fuck my life.
I have a 21-year-old cat who has learned when I go to bed and waits in my bedroom for me every night. Was waiting for me as usual last night, got up on top of me, and I fell asleep pretty fast. When I woke up, she was still there, so I decided to wait until she moved. I waited a long time. Took me more than an hour to realize she had died.
Fuck my life.
Today I went on a blind date and mistook somebody in the restaurant for my date. We had a great conversation till the real blind date arrived. The look on both their faces was priceless. Turns out my blind date was a bore. Should have stuck with the first dude.
Fuck my life.
Today, my boyfriend dumped me. Why? Because he's scared of my mother.
Fuck my life.
And finally, I chipped my tooth on a beer bottle while I was drinking alone in my basement.
Fuck my life.
See? You don't have it so bad after all, do you? Plan on doing some traveling, maybe spring break, heading out somewhere, whatever. We're going to head out this spring. Got a trip planned. Maria's already nervous. She does not like to fly. I don't mind flying. I think it's because I grew up flying with my dad in his small plane. Little bush plane. Two-seater with a stick. And we go, yeah, we could probably land on that sandbar. Let's go fish it. You know, that kind of thing. Turn it around by hand, upwind, drag it down the beach so we're into the wind so we could take off. One time we had to leave early because there was a grizzly bear. We didn't want him shredding the fabric. Ah, good times. My son got his pilot's license at a very young age. He's worked for the airline industry. He's a kind of lead a ramp guy, and he's headed off to working in Vegas now for an airline. But he said a couple things. If you're going to get suitcases, get the hard pack ones. If you can get the retractable wheels, they won't break off because that happens. So, yeah, he had some neat little tips. But Dad always used to tell me, like, Maria will worry about turbulence, bumpiness, right? Like, flying into Anchorage a lot, you get some, you know, it'll be a nice flight till you go to land in Anchorage or take off. It's always right there over the water. Usually airports near water have more turbulence. If you've ever flown into Juneau, that's up because it has this big bank turn and then just drops down. It's always a crazy ride. But if you're really bothered by turbulence when you fly, you might want to consider just driving, especially if you're going around North Carolina. There's a turbulence forecasting company called Turbly. I didn't know that was a thing. It released a list of the most turbulent airline routes in the world. The area with the most in-flight potholes is between Chile and Bolivia. Rest assured, no U.S. routes made the top 10. But the most turbulent route in North America, a 442-mile flight between Nashville and Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. Second is Charlotte, North Carolina to Pittsburgh, so something around North Carolina. Four of the most bumpiest routes involve North Carolina, but none of their airports were named the roughest. The most turbulent airport, Portland, Oregon. Denver second, followed by Vegas. You've ever flown into Vegas, you know. Now, typically, turbulence is worse over mountain ranges and at airports near water, as I mentioned. And when you're flying between Nashville and North Carolina, you're going over the highest peaks of the Appalachian Mountains. There's a bigger issue. You're also crossing the jet stream, which is like a river of fast-moving air, as it were. So, and the jet stream isn't always in the same place. It's usually a little farther north, but over the past year, El Nino pushed it south. And that does make a difference. About a year or so ago, no North Carolina routes were among the 10 bumpiest. Now they are. Back then, it was Boston and Halifax, Nova Scotia. But my dad always told me, turbulence is nothing more than, he says, imagine, turbulence rarely takes down a plane. It's usually mechanical issues. He said, turbulence is like driving maybe a little too fast down a real bumpy gravel road. And we always tell those lies to ourselves when, you know, the seatbelt light comes back on. All right, we're going to be in for some turbulent weather. You may want to buckle up for this next time. And then everybody gets worried. Oh, no. Oh, no. And then after what happened to the one plane, it's like, yeah, I'm buckling up. But then you tell yourself in your head, no, it's completely normal. It's completely normal. If I concentrate on the movie, I know it'll stop. You've all done that one, too. Or you've thought to yourself, oh, the plane is supposed to make that cracking sound. Oh, well, the flight attendants aren't putting on parachutes. Everything must be okay, right? Or you tell yourself, I'm the star of an action movie right now. I have to be strong and brave. Oh, it's all right. If I crash, a seatbelt will keep me safe, right? No, it's not turbulence. Everyone on the plane is just bouncing along to the same song in their ear pods. Or the one thing you always say, if I survive this, I am going to be a better person. And then you land and you go, oh, okay, get out of my way. Where's my luggage? You know, I have few regrets in life. One of them is getting rid of Maria talked me into getting rid of our landline. And it was a number I'd had like forever. And I'm thinking I want it back, but now I don't know if I can. Because you might want to sit down for this and stop twirling your fingers around the cord of your rotary phone. Mom and Dad, landlines are being phased out, probably for good. Phone companies want to shift to newer infrastructure within the next few years, which means older copper wire-based landlines will be phased out in favor of more advanced technology like fiber optics that doesn't work with landlines. In fact, AT&T just applied for a waiver that would allow it to stop servicing traditional landlines in the state of California. There was a time when landlines were a lot cheaper, more reliable compared to cell phones, but it's kind of been reversed now. Man, it's about to get even more expensive and less reliable because they'll need to find complex workarounds as they move away from the old equipment. Of course, a lot of households like mine gave it up, you know, a decade ago, if not longer. I think for us, it was about 6 years ago. According to one expert, about 100 million landlines between business and residential are currently active in the U.S. Now, at work, yeah, we got landlines all over our office, everything. But only about 5% are expected to remain by 2030. Wow. Really? I can think of other things that should go away before landlines. I mean, who still has grandfather clocks? They take up way too much space. I mean, if we want to see something with a giant dong, we can just watch John Hamm movies. Oh, what about newspaper machines? You know, where you put the money quarter in, you get the paper. Do they still have those around? If you see a person reaching in to a newspaper machine in 2024, well, a cop just turned the corner and they're hiding drugs. That's what that means. Here's one. How about the take a penny, leave a penny tray? Nobody takes, everybody leaves because we all have pennies and they're not good for anything. There's only so many mall fountains on earth to flick them into. Or here's a good one. Parking spots labeled compact. When's the last time you saw someone in an F-150 pass up a spot because it was meant for a Kia Forte or whatever? The hint is never. For some reason, F-150 people don't, they seem to forget the fact that their rig is bigger than everyone. They always park in the middle lane in Fred Meyer where nobody can get through that aisle now. How about the letter X? Couldn't we get rid of that? I mean, Z already makes that sound. Plus, porn's available online, so we no longer need like three of them on the posters for movies we like to watch. Or people watch. The library. Have you been to one lately? It's a homeless shelter with periodical sections. How about magic? I mean, Elon Musk's brain chip is going to allow us to control stuff with our minds. Kind of puts the whole endless scarves pulled from my sleeve trick to shame, doesn't it? Thanks, Elon. Oh, there are a lot of things I'd rather get rid of for my landline, says the old guy on the radio. Well, I think we should get to it. Let's do our idiot of the day. What do you say? It's always a fun segment. Gather the kids around the radio for this, would you?
It's time for the Crapper Idiot of the Day.
All right, this is one of those real stick to your day job situations right here. 51-year-old Jeff Athey went to into a bank in Rockwell, North Carolina earlier last week, pulled out a gun and demanded some cash, and then drove off in a silver Ford Mustang. Oh, Jeff happens to be a cop. Maybe that's why he's such a terrible criminal. He was caught less than 5 minutes later. He was charged with robbery with a dangerous weapon. Of course, he's already been fired, but he's a cop, and he did everything wrong. They had his name. They had his face. And did you not go to day one at cop school? All right, here's something, though. I don't know if we like this. The average size of men's junk is increasing rapidly, and it has nothing to do with the hot presidential day, you know, weekend sales. No, Stanford Medical claims the average engorged unit increased by 24% in the past 30 years. That was data looking at 55,000 men. Now, is that Viagra talking? I don't know. That seems like good news, but the researchers are concerned because it's a big change in the relatively short period of time, and they're worried the ramifications it could have on fertility. The urologist at the center of the study is calling for more research to confirm things. Figure out what's causing it. He suggests it could have something to do with chemical exposure in our environment, food, plants, homes, even hygiene products. For example, hormone-disrupting chemicals may be causing children to go through puberty earlier, and that could affect development. They also suggest it could be caused by behavioral changes, like the increasingly sedentary lifestyles. For what it's worth, some doctors are skeptical of the study, suggesting the numbers might be skewed. Because, you know, man, we're no, it's bigger, sure it is. Either because men with smaller packages may be less likely to participate in voluntary studies, or even that our methods of measuring our junk have shifted over time. Still, the study was out of Stanford. It wasn't just a random BuzzFeed. It was a scientific deep dive into 8 decades of data. Plus, we just brag more. I blame the eggplant emoji.
It's Maria.
Hi.
Oh, hi, baby.
Hey, you're the 10th caller. You want a Subway.
I did. I'm starving.
Oh, yeah. No, you have to pick up your certificate first.
Nah.
Okay. Hey, guess what, sweetheart? It's time to play normal or nope.
Nope. So, nope.
What do you mean nope? No, you mean yep for nope.
Normal or nope.
All right, yes, that is the game. So
I was just saying nope, I don't have to play you, Kimmy.
No, you don't. I don't have. No, that's why I'm asking you nicely. Damn it. All right. Anyway, I know you took time out of your busy day at Arctic Fire and Safety. See, we give your company a plug. Shane should give us that much for this. Stop in, boys and girls, for free back rubs from Maria at Arctic Fire and Safety.
Okay, I don't think you understand. He doesn't know I'm doing this, but he will now.
Well, yeah, now the back rubs come in. Anyway, yeah, he can thank me later. Here we go. Normal or nope. Now, these were written in by people who either have a spouse or friend or themselves that does something that they think, they're wondering if it's normal if everybody does this. And some of these, we know. So here we go. Here's your first one. Normal or nope? Balancing the eggs in the carton evenly and rearranging them so you always have them to keep even.
Not normal.
No, I don't do that.
I would never spend that kind of time.
Normal or nope? As a couple of these are for women, so I needed your help on this one. As a woman, going into a stall in the public ladies' room, seeing that the seat is flipped up and feeling victorious because that probably means you're the first person to use it after it's been cleaned.
I kind of like that, yeah.
Okay. See, now, I always wonder about the toilet in a public bathroom or even like at work. What is more uncomfortable, the really cold toilet seat or a really warm toilet seat?
The warm one. Ew.
That's more uncomfortable.
That means someone's been sitting just a really long time.
Because in our heads, we all like to think we're the only ones that have ever used that toilet. That's the first thing you always put in your brain. Nobody's used this one. All right, here's the next one. And this is another one for ladies. I already know your answer to this one. Normal or nope? Wearing your bra to bed.
I don't wear a stitch to bed.
No, you're as naked as a jaybird.
Yeah, I am.
Just the way I like it. Anyway, but she says, I know I'm going to get a lot of backlash, but there has to be another person like me who's just more comfortable wearing a bra to sleep. Well, maybe they're not as well endowed up there as
you. Or maybe they are super well endowed and they like to keep them in place.
I don't know.
That would make more sense to me.
Well, and the right bra size, because I know a lot of women are always wearing the wrong bra size, so maybe so. Who knows? Anyway, let's move on.
Okay.
Normal or nope? Rubbing your feet together in bed like a little cricket when you're falling asleep.
I do it all the time.
Now, do you do it here? I've done it in a bed where it's like really cold, and I'll bicycle kick to warm up the sheets so I'm warm.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, no.
You just do it like a cricket?
Yeah, I do. Just move my feet back and forth and like I'm playing a little violin.
I know. That's why I come in. I hear this little quee, 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 quee.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
It's like crickets. It's like sleeping in North Carolina on a summer's eve. Anyway, I've got one more for you. Normal or nope, eating your pizza backwards because you saw it on Princess Diaries and don't like the crust. You want to eat that. You want the last bite of delicious pizza.
No.
No.
Although that sounds kind of interesting. I like making a sandwich out of it.
Just see,
one triangle, putting it on top of the other triangle, and now you have two crusts and a yummy, creamy filling.
Okay, I could see that. You go Oreo on it. I get that. See, right, and you know me, I'm all about the New York fold. New York fold, and that's kind of my jam. I like the New York fold.
I don't like that because it pushes everything out. When you fold it, the whole top comes out.
All right. Wow. To each his own. So there we go. And that's why we bring her in for normal or nope, because she's far from normal. Thanks, lovely Maria.
Love you, baby.
Bye.
Bye.
So here's one for you younger folks. What time did you go to bed last night? Well, if you said 9 or 10, well, you know, that sounds early for somebody in their 20s, but I guess that's the cool new trend. They say young adults are recognizing the link between sleep and health more than previous generations did. So you may think that people in their 20s don't get a lot of sleep, right? Sometimes they are. You know, the party life, they get out, having a good time, not to mention the... But then, you know, you got to get up in the morning. And if you have kids, well, you know about that. Well, the Wall Street Journal has an article claiming the hot new bedtime for 20-somethings is what they call old people bedtime. All right, do you have to call it that? Isn't that ageism? Calling it old people bedtime? I mean, come on. An analysis of 18 to 34-year-olds on when they go to bed, on average, 10:06. Down from 10:18 last year. So last year they were kind of doing it. The idea is that young people are understanding the link between getting good night's sleep and their overall health, and they're more conscious of their health than previous generations. Prioritizing sleep over, like, FOMO, fear of missing out on, like, late-night activities, bar hop, and what have you. And they talked to several young adults who said they just go out for dancing and drinking at like 5 or 6. Really? What, after the early bird special at the Golden Corral? You gotta get home in time to watch Matlock, do you? In addition to wanting more sleep, they said they also shift more remote work, and that's had an impact. A lot of people that, you know, especially down south where they have like a 1 hour commute, by the time you get home, it's like 6:30 or 7, you're trying to eat, and then all of a sudden it's late. So folks that are like working from home or eliminated commutes, they don't have to worry about it. They're home earlier. Yeah. The quote from a 19-year-old college student, he said, "For me, nothing good happens after 9 p.m. 9 p.m.? See, that's what we said about 2 a.m. back in our day. Wow. Look at you young people. I kind of respect it, man, but mad props. Finally, you're learning something from us, quote unquote, old people. I could teach you a thing or two. For instance, you know, hey, here's a reminder. Cars don't show as much dirt if it's beige. Also, young folks, you'll never lose your glasses when they're around your neck. And why waste money on streaming services? All you need is Fox News, right? Yep. Ah, the only thing more fun than shopping at the mall is walking at the mall. And really, dinner. Going out, so much less hectic at 4:45. And unlike TikTok, you can spend 5 straight hours knitting, and at the end, you'll have a scarf to show for it. Yeah, I know what you still have after Wi-Fi outages? Books! And nothing brings cheer to a home more than holiday-themed hand towels. Young folks, pockets made for Werther's. And you know, cash may be clunky, you young folks, but you just can't snort cocaine with Venmo. Okay, I could have left the last one out. Well, thank you for joining us this and for 200 episodes. How many of you have actually heard all 200? Any of you? Probably not. But that would be awesome. I'll give you a free t-shirt if you did. If you want shirts, go to Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. Check out the general store. You got to get a Crapper Creek Don't Be an Usyk t-shirt. If you're listening to me from around the world, Google search the word Usyk and see what comes up. Next week on the show, lovely Maria joins us as we talk sex injuries. Ask Trooper Cooper of the Alaska State Troopers. We have fun at the expense of drunk NFL fans, the most annoying people at the store, another episode of Normal or Nope, and we'll just get naked in general because Maria will be here. That's next week on the podcast. We'll see you.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast, with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.